CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, Darren Fuzzard, who joins us for his weekly Shire whip around. That is Shire with an R. There's no T in that, Darren, just saying. Good morning to you.
It is not fair, Robbo, when I don't get to hear your introductions and then all of a sudden you guys are just laughing.
Well, you should have heard the introduction. Sorry about that. It was, just let me say, it was good.
Okay. It was amusing. It amused me.
No
and I've heard all of his stuff, and that was an amusing one, but we won't go back to it. Anyway, now, it's a big thing at the moment, these COVID-19 vaccination certificates. Now, us two here in the studio managed it between us over a period of time. What are you doing to help people who are having problems?
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Obviously, yeah, very big deal. We all need to have them as part of opening up safely and with Melbourne opening up in the next few days. We really want to have all of these things in place with our businesses so to be able to access our businesses. So we've got arranged some sessions for people who are having trouble being able to download their COVID-19 vaccination certificates. Our residents can come in, sit with our community support officers, and we've got some volunteers as well who will guide them through the process face-to-face and using their devices. So we've got that support available on Mondays, Thursdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're doing that at the Castlemaine Senior Citizen Centre, which of course is in Mechanics Lane in Castlemaine. And we're just asking residents, they do have to book because we have to manage numbers inside of that building. So if people would like some help with downloading their COVID-19 vaccination certificates onto their devices, give us a call on 5471 1807, and I'm sure the team will be more than happy to help people. But for those who are having a bit of trouble and looking for some help but want to have a go themselves as well, just remind people that if you go to the www.service.vic.gov.au website, they do actually have a pretty good bit of advice in there on how to do it.
Yep.
But by all means, come in and see us if you're still having trouble.
Yep, no, for sure. Now, Children's Week. So what sort of activities are planned for Children's Week this year?
Yeah, there's plenty on, Robbo. I'll just mention a couple of them. The first one, we've got in the foyer of the Castlemaine Library. It's been covered in handcrafted flowers made and decorated by children from kindergartens and childcare centres from across the whole shire. The installation is called the Friendship Garden, and that was curated and organised by an early years educator called Aurora Ricky. And it's open while the library's open, which is between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, and that display will be there until Friday, the 5th of November. That's one of the things we've got going on. Another example is we've got two online early year forums, one's for families and the other one's for educators. And they are going to be exploring the impact of gender stereotyping on young people. So they're going to be facilitated by an organisation called Level Playground, which works to promote gender equity in children. So the first forum, which is for families, that's on tomorrow night, the 27th of October, goes from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the other forum, which is for educators, is on Thursday, 28th of October, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So registration is essential, and you can get the details off our news section of our website. And also, to have a look at what else is going on, the Children's Week flyer is available at the Castlemaine Civic Centre, the Castlemaine Library, or you can give us a call at our front desk on the usual number, 5471 1700.
Hey, we've got something for free, which is always welcome in the world of council, free green waste disposal. Tell us more.
Indeed, Stephen, especially for you because you are a resident.
Oh,
you're
yes.
Very welcome to take up this option.
Don't worry, I will.
So this is really good to hear Paul Tangen talking earlier about getting ready for the fire season. We too are trying to do our bit to help people get ready to reduce the risk of fire around their homes in the lead up to summer, clearing gutters, shifting wood piles away from buildings and cutting away branches that are overhanging their homes and sheds particularly. So we've got our usual annual arrangement of letting people dispose of their garden and green waste for free at the Castlemaine and Molden Transfer Station. So that starts this Saturday, October 30, goes through to Monday, November 15. So all manner of things that are considered garden waste. We just ask people don't have any declared noxious weeds in there, and please keep your rubbish out and plastic bags out of that. And also bring along proof of residence that you are a Shire resident, please. You can find out more about that and when the landfills are open by having a look on our website and looking under waste facilities.
Right. Now, going from the sublime to the ridiculous, we're talking about free stuff there from the council, and councils are well known for slashing, but in this case, it's good it's good slashing. It's roadside slashing.
Oh, nice week, Steve.
Thank you.
Sorry, Steve, Robert. yes. So this is our slashing vegetation program on our council-managed sealed roads and at our intersections. We do it every year around this time of the year as well, to reduce the risk of grass fires when cars pull over, and also to help improve safety for road users by opening up the intersections and making it easy for people to see. So we've started it near Barringup earlier this month, and over the next 2 months we will progress around the Shire. We get to Malden, Newstead, Guildford, Harcourt, Sutton Grange, Metcalfe and Taradale. And we do just want to assure people, we do have processes in place to identify areas of high value vegetation so that we don't slash those areas, and also we've got lots of protocols in place to reduce the spread of noxious weeds, and that includes washing the vehicles up to 6 times in some areas. We have to do that, and we also work really closely with the CFA to make sure that we're doing it at appropriate weather conditions and not causing a fire risk ourselves in doing that work. So just really want to note for people that that will be happening, and ask that if you're going past those works, please take care and slow down. Yeah. And give them a wave too would be lovely. I'm sure they'd appreciate that as well.
No worries. All right, Darren, listen, great to chat. Take it easy. We'll talk to you. Oh, now, it's in your shire, it's a public holiday next Tuesday, so I guess we don't speak to you, do we? Or will you give us your time on a public holiday?
Oh, I would love to do that, Robbo. That's, yes, I'd be very keen to do that.
Thank you very much. All right, we look forward to talking then. Your sincerity is dripping. And catch you then. There, Darren, all the very best to you.
I wasn't brave enough to ask him to cut the gorse down on my roadside.